Greetings, Big Bear Valley, and welcome to another episode of Mountain Matters. This is Ryan Orr, bringing you the news you need to know. Despite a lengthy and spirited discussion over a four-hour meeting on Tuesday, the Big Bear Area Regional Wastewater Agency still had no reportable action on Replenish Big Bear. The meeting was called after Big Bear City CSD's board unanimously voted against signing an amendment to fund the project earlier this month. In light of that development, options for consideration included private funding, reconsidering the amendments, or canceling the project. The Barwa board will continue the conversation at their next regularly scheduled meeting at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 27th at Barwa headquarters. That meeting is open to the public for those that want to share their opinion on the effort that would potentially recharge groundwater supplies in the valley and provide additional water for the lake. Big Bear Valley's 12th annual Polar Plunge certainly lived up to its name Saturday as teams and supporters braved the cold waters in a mid-March snowstorm that had already dropped close to a foot by the start of the activities. Kicked off by City of Big Bear Lake Mayor Perry Melnick, the events boasted dozens of plungers from groups dressed as penguins, to Vikings, to of course the Lions Club, who wore lion costumes. The event raised nearly $40,000 for the Special Olympics of the Inland Empire, and congratulations goes out to all those who squared off with the elements to participate in such a worthy cause. The plan to construct a parking lot and restroom facilities at the City of Big Bear Lake's popular Castle Rock Trailhead has taken another step forward. The city's planning commission Wednesday at their meeting unanimously approved the proposed mitigated negative declaration and the conditional use permit and variance applications for the project, which aims to construct a 12,000 square foot parking lot with 30 parking stalls, a restroom, retaining wall, and street improvements at the corner of Big Bear Boulevard and Talbot Drive. Several public and community organization letters were included in the report, both in support and opposition of the project. The city did receive grant funds for the project totaling $921,000 of the total projected cost of $1,039,735. If approved by the council, construction of the project could begin as early as summer. For longtime Big Bear Valley residents who may remember Pong's Restaurant on Big Bear Boulevard, the city purchased the property in 2023 for $1.35 million and is currently in the process of beautifying the site with property improvements including the demolition of the existing buildings. While the city hasn't announced specific plans for the property, it is located adjacent to the city's current public works yard. In addition to the community benefits of offering a free trolley service, Mountain Transit has now unveiled a mobile app and bus tracking system that is slated to drop April 1st. According to a Mountain Transit release, the new feature was developed in collaboration with GMV Synchromatics and will provide riders with real-time bus location updates with greater accuracy and reliability. In addition, the app, which will be available on both Android and iOS devices, will provide riders with easy access to the bus tracking as well as route information and schedule updates. All of this, according to the agency's general manager Sandy Benson, is to promote innovative and sustainable transportation solutions and to improve the overall travel experience. Despite snow from the storm, a sure sign that spring is here is the return of the Big Bear Farmers Market, which will be opening April 2nd in the Big Bear Convention Center parking lot and will be open every Tuesday through September from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The following day, April 3rd, Pine Knot Marina boat rentals and jet skis will officially be open, weather dependent, and you can make reservations online at pineknotmarina.com. On March 30th, Bear Break 2024 will be happening at Bear Mountain, beginning at 10:45 a.m. and include a retro fashion show, a 40-foot pond skimming competition, and live music, including performances by the Dickies and The Line. Also on the 30th is the annual Easter Egg Hunt Egg Extravaganza, hosted by the Big Bear Recreation and Park District. In addition to the egg hunt, kids can meet the Easter Bunny, participate in games and giveaways, and more. The event is free and held at Ski Beach from 10 a.m. to noon. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Thank you for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Always remember, stay informed, get involved, and take care.